This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It got lost in the political chaos, but the White House had wanted last week to be branded Infrastructure Week as a way to drum up support for the president's promised trillion-dollar infrastructure plan, a plan which, by the way, and it has to be said, hinges on the government spending $200 billion as a way to generate $800 billion more in private spending on infrastructure. Austin Golding was paying close attention through all that clutter. He is the president of his family's barge line down in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Austin, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, great to talk to you again.
So we talked to you right after the election. You were in wait and see. You were going to see what the Trump administration was going to deliver. How are you feeling now?
Well, you know, with respect to our industry, obviously having as much dialogue about infrastructure now is a nice change, and it is encouraging. I slowly have been getting details about how we're actually going to fund this thing. But to have the dialogue and have kind of the spotlight push back towards infrastructure is a welcome change for us.
What are you looking at? I mean, it's the stuff we've talked about before, I imagine, right? Dredging and locks and stuff that helps you get up and down the river.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing I'm looking for through all this is locks and dams and that type of infrastructure. That type of infrastructure really doesn't just affect the commercial and industrial users within the waterways. It also has a great impact on flood protection and prevention and water supply. So I think that's probably the wisest and most impactful investment.
Last week, the president went out to Ohio, stood on a riverbank, pointed actually to a barge at one point and said, we're going to fix this. We're going to make it all better. Were you even watching, or were you out on the river somewhere in the office working?
No, I was watching. I think everybody in our industry was plugged into that speech and liked what we heard. There's a lot of red meat for us. We gobbled it down. Now we're trying to digest it. And I think the hard work begins now. We have to figure out where $1 trillion is going to come from. And we're an active public-private partnership as we speak. So the funding that comes down the line, is it going to be more in that direction? Or where is the source for that funding going to come from is probably my biggest question now.
What about, speaking of being plugged in, the other things that are in the news, all the hearings on Capitol Hill and the Russia stuff, and you know, when you guys go to the coffee shop in downtown Vicksburg, are you talking about that?
Absolutely. I think, you know, everybody I think wants the ball to move down the field without as much chaos around it. But to be honest with you, Kai, and more focused on the economic side of what's going on right now, and try to see where I fit into this new strategy from an economic standpoint. So far, I like what I've seen. The energy around our business and the energy around mass freight in this country and as a whole has really increased. I think everybody was holding their breath for literally the last 2 years of the Obama administration to see what in the world was going to happen. At least there's a little clearer picture now than where there was 2 years ago, in my opinion.
Austin Golding, he runs or helps run, I guess, the Golding Barge Line. We got him in Vicksburg, Mississippi, just like we always do. Austin, thanks. We'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.